Coming up next on Daddy on Board 93, the tale of the vigilante dad, worst fast food meals on the planet, and shutterbugs in the delivery room. All this and more awaits you just around the corner on the brand new Dob. Our show sponsors Gazelle.com want to give you money for your used smartphone, tablet device, or other consumer electronic good. So if you're looking for fast payment, fair prices, and free shipping to unload your gadget or doohickey, you need to go over and see our great show sponsors at Gazelle.com. They're the industry leaders when it comes to radar detection, and they're our show sponsors, Cobra Electronics. Find out more about their entire line of detectors, GPS navigation, CB radios, and a whole lot more when you visit their website, Cobra.com. Greetings, parents, bewildered, beleaguered, and bemused. I am the master of a thousand holds, Mike Quackenbush, a podcaster, parent, and professional wrestler. On the previous installment of Daddy on Board, I had advised you that I am good at one of those three things, but wanted to let you know that my wife informed me that is not true. Let's talk a little bit this week, shall we, about fast food. I am an American, and you are too. And if you're not American, don't worry. America's coming to buy your little country soon and make it one of us. Those of us here in the United States, you may know, have an affinity for fast food. It's everywhere. It's simple, it's quick, it's convenient, but it isn't always healthy. That is a big issue, of course, especially when you are given the current obesity epidemic facing the American population. So I want to bring to you two sets of information, one relating to us, the grown-ups in the audience, and others relating to the younger set in the audience, because let's face it, sometimes it's very easy if we're out on the go, grabbing lunch maybe, to also get something fast foody for the little one. I've certainly made this decision myself in my 3-year career as a parent. There are some things you need to know. For example, the recommended daily allowance for children ages 4 and up every day is 2,000 calories, 65 grams of fat, 20 grams of saturated fat, and just 300 milligrams of cholesterol. You might be interested to know that sugar is not a daily nutritional requirement. I don't know if you knew that. Recently, very, very recently, as a matter of fact, I think just in the last week, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, the PCRM, which I'm sure we're all going to be wearing those t-shirts soon, right, for the PCRM, their dietitians took a look at the calories, fat, sodium, cholesterol, and the sugar intake. And they collected all this data from fast food restaurant websites encompassing 53 chains of fast food, both large and small, and even though all of these restaurants participated in the program known as Kids Live Well, they even surveyed some information for restaurants that don't participate in that program, for example, McDonald's. So you might be interested to know that the PCRM, oh, it's so catchy, PCRM, put together a list of what they consider to be the unhealthiest fast food options for your kids. And of course, what's kind of crazy about these is some of them are actually advertised as if they are healthy. So I'm going to run down the list for you here. These are probably the number ones to avoid. Top of the list, do you go to Chick-fil-A? I do, because that's really one of my very favorites. The Chick-fil-A Grilled Nuggets Kids Meal. And now I would think, I would just think because it's grilled chicken that it would be healthy. But this apparently is not true. Now, they are talking about the version of the meal that comes with the waffle fries and the low-fat chocolate milk. When you add up the total meal, 570 calories. And there's, of course, fat, saturated fat, and cholesterol also in there. Over 1,000 milligrams of sodium. And in this meal alone, 23 grams of sugar in that one. That is top of the list. There in second place is McDonald's Cheeseburger Happy Meal. And now this is the one with the apple slices in it, right? You would think this is a healthy alternative, would you not? I would think that. And the low-fat white milk. This one contains 520 calories and also alarming amounts of all these other things, saturated fat, cholesterol, 22 grams of sugar. And the McDonald's Cheeseburger Happy Meal. Avoid that one at Mickey D's. Now, how about over at Sonic, another fast food place I happen to be at quite frequently? Like, I think on average right now it's 8.2 times a day is how often I'm at Sonic. The Sonic Kids Junior Burger Meal. This one comes with apple juice and apple slices, and with fat-free caramel dipping sauce. This one's number 3 on the list at 550 calories. It's also got sodium, all these other things, and 42 grams of sugar. Now, that's largely due to the caramel sauce. So if you can cut that out, you might be able to save. The report points out that this contains more sugar than 2 Twinkies. I haven't had a Twinkie in a while. This episode's making me really hungry. Fourth on the list is Burger King's Hamburger Kids Meal. This comes with fat-free milk and apple slices as well at 380 calories. They point out here, does the PCRM, which just rolls off the tongue. This one, which has 40 milligrams of cholesterol, that's the same as eating 6 slices of fatty bacon. And man, I could go for some bacon right now. Some Sonic. Even family-style restaurants caught criticism for their so-called healthy options, because number 5 on this list is Denny's Build Your Own Junior Grand Slam. This comes with egg whites, 2 slices of turkey bacon, hash browns, and orange juice. It's at 332 calories. So if those are places that you frequent with your little one, there's some suggestions of meals to avoid. The PCRM says these so-called healthy options really aren't all that healthy. Now, of course, it's also worthy to evaluate, perhaps, what are some fast food options for we the grown-ups, or you the grown-ups, really. I don't know that I should put myself in that category, out there for you. Now, one thing I want to say about this list that I'm going to dive into really quickly for you is they recommend at all costs, in any of these instances here, any of these items, that you must always order the smallest item for it to impact you the least. That seems very obvious, doesn't it? But they really did stress that. They said some items you could really get away with without feeling very guilty whatsoever are fat-free latte, the chili that Wendy's serves. That's 14 grams of protein in it. And it's also got a lot of your daily recommended amount of iron in it. So Wendy's chili is not a bad option. Wendy's also offers a baked potato. And even when it's topped with chives and sour cream, it's still under 350 calories, and it has a lot of protein and fiber in it. Flatbread sandwiches, like the ones offered from Quiznos, are also on the list as something as a guilt-free option when you're out fast-fooding it up, parents. And grilled items, as it relates to chicken breasts, are typically a pretty good choice for you. Now, on the flip side of the equation, here are some fast foods that you should probably avoid at all costs. This list for grown-ups recommends avoid, number 1, with a bullet, Arby's Roast Turkey and Swiss. It comes with supersized slabs of bread. It's over 700 calories, and it has more than the full day's allowance of sodium in it. Even if you get it without the mayonnaise, you're still in some serious trouble there with the Arby's Roast Turkey and Swiss. Also, and this one is unfortunate, because this is actually something on this list that I eat. Oh, there's another one down here, too, in a second. Number 2 on the list is Subway's footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki sub. I love the chicken teriyaki sub from Subway. I don't usually get a footlong, though. I get the 6-inch. Anyway, this one's almost 800 calories. 9 grams of fat. Don't believe that healthy halo over the Subway sign on the menu for this one. Stay away from the footlong sweet onion chicken teriyaki sub. I get mine without the sweet onion sauce, by the way, and I recommend that to you, too. It gets a little sloppy. Number 3 on the list, I'm really sad to see. This is an airport favorite of mine, because there's always one of these right near my terminal, and oh, the sweet, seductive smell of Cinnabon draws me right in. Parents, avoid the Cinnabon caramel pecan bun. It's over 1,100 calories. This is not a snack. This is a meal. Sad to say you should avoid that. But what if it's all I have for breakfast? I had to get up at like 4 a.m. to go to the airport. Also on the list, a super yuck item that I'd never eat, McDonald's Filet-O-Fish. Avoid that. Burger King has a tender crisp chicken sandwich. This is where they just put their tenders in a bun and give it to you. I don't know if you've ever seen this. It's kind of a lazy sandwich. Anyway, avoid that. And this one sounds kind of gross. Taco Bell's Volcano Nachos. I don't know. I think the idea that it says volcano should give it away. It's got 1,000 calories and 62 grams of fat. Almost 2,000 milligrams of sodium. This, the list says, is a nutritional disaster. So there you go. Some tips for eating out for you and for your little one. Foods to avoid. And a couple suggestions of things which shouldn't make you feel all that guilty. Here's something related to diet that I want to tell you about. I'm going to read part of this to you verbatim, because I oftentimes when I paraphrase, I miss a word or two here as I go along. So I'm going to read this to you about a new study of California moms, women whose children had autism, getting less folic acid through food and supplements early in their pregnancies than those whose kids did not develop this disorder. Meeting recommendations for folic acid, which is at least 600 micrograms per day, in the first month of pregnancy was tied to a 38% lower chance of having a child with autism or Asperger's syndrome, researchers reported last week in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Folic acid, the synthetic form of the B vitamin folate, has been added to breakfast cereals and other grains in the United States since 1998 because of evidence showing deficiencies in pregnant women made it more likely their babies would have brain and spine birth defects. Questions have remained about whether lack of the vitamin or difficulty processing it might increase the risk of mental retardation and certain developmental disorders as well. Folate, quote, becomes very critical in the early stages of life, as well as the first year of life, when basically the brain is establishing connections and functions, end quote, said Edward Quadros from SUNY Downstate Medical Center in Brooklyn, New York. If there is a folate deficiency, this disrupts a lot of functioning with the brain, Quadros, who has studied autism and folic acid but wasn't involved in this recent research, said. The possible link between folic acid and autism, however, remains controversial, researchers have noted. There are some scientists out there, for example, who believe that extra folic acid during pregnancy might actually be tied to a higher chance of autism. So you're kind of getting it coming and going here, is what I'm saying. Is there a consensus in the scientific community about these things? No. These are just the reports of the newest study. Please keep in mind that even with these new scientific findings recently published, there's no proof that had some moms in the study gotten more folic acid in their pregnancy diets, their children would not have developed an autism spectrum disorder. So there is no evidence out there, I guess, to the contrapositive of this. So please bear that in mind. Please bear that in mind. Nevertheless, you know, doctors do recommend 600 micrograms per day of folic acid in a pregnant woman's diet, particularly during the first month of pregnancy. I want to tell you about a dead guy molesting somebody. I want to tell you about that, but first I would really like to ask you to head over to the iTunes store, okay? Or maybe you've got that new podcasts app that Apple just launched a couple days ago. If you've already got that, I need you to go in there and leave me a 5-star review, people. I really need your help with this. It's going to help me get up to the top of search results, and I'm not sure what happens then, but I think a big pile of money appears on my porch. I think that's how it works. So please, take just a few moments to go over there and chime in with your review of Daddy on Board. I would greatly appreciate it. I know our show sponsors would think it's groovy, too. Everyone here at Grizzly Productions would like it, especially Natalie. Please go do that for me, would you? Take just a moment out of your day to give me a nice review over on iTunes for Daddy on Board. Now, I'm going to tell you, you may have heard this story because it's been making the rounds now for over a week, about a dad in Texas, in Shiner, Texas, I believe, if I got my information right. Yes, it is. It is Shiner, Texas. He did more than apprehend. Apprehend's really putting it lightly. He apprehended plus a 47-year-old man molesting his 5-year-old daughter. So if you haven't heard this story, during a barbecue, a 23-year-old father had invited some of the people who work on his ranch to come over for the barbecue, including someone who worked for him, a 47-year-old. Jesus Flores was invited over as well. During the course of the barbecue, a witness saw Flores take a 5-year-old girl, the daughter of the host of this barbecue, out into a secluded area and then alerted the father that this had happened. The father gave chase, heard his daughter screaming, and upon arriving on the scene, the guy had taken his pants off and was in the process of molesting and sexually assaulting this 5-year-old girl. Under the law in the state of Texas, deadly force is justified in order to stop an aggravated sexual assault or non-aggravated sexual assault, I guess is the other version of that there. So this 23-year-old father attacked and struck in the face and neck the Jesus Flores, who was attacking his daughter. These injuries inflicted moments later caused Flores to die, the multiple injuries that he suffered in this attack. However, you might think, oh, is this guy going to be brought up on charges? No. A jury has refused to indict him based on the circumstances surrounding that. And that is largely and there are a number of quotes here from people in the community that basically said this, that the guy attacking the 5-year-old girl got what he deserved. Another resident of the county said, I don't think he should be arrested for it. I don't think any charges should be filed. Another resident of the county said, we would have done the exact same thing. Now, the 23-year-old father in question here has not been identified by the news to protect the identity of his minor daughter, who, as I said, is 5. However, he did. He immediately called 911. He was calling for help, trying to get assistance from 911 because he realized, the extent of the injuries that he had inflicted. I think based on all the evidence and circumstance surrounding it is why the jurors assembled in Shiner, Texas, refused to indict this man for killing his 5-year-old molester. And now, certainly, I want to be very clear here that I am not an advocate for any type of murder or homicide. I'm really against that. You could say I'm anti-murder, in fact. I'm staunchly anti-murder, and that's certainly reflected in the way I vote. However, as a parent, I can certainly empathize with what this father has gone through. And I don't know that if I was on that jury that I'd have seen evidence to indict him either. This was covered ad nauseum in the blogosphere, including over on Stroller Derby, which is one of my favorite parenting blogs. I like to read that quite a bit. Carolyn Castiglia put a piece up over there entitled, Molester Killed by Texas Dad Identified, Murder Will Be Treated as Homicide. I just want to point out to Carolyn that homicide, and I'm not... homicide is something incredibly different. It requires forethought. It's calculated. It has malice to it. Homicide, I'm not really even sure what that is. It's either a pesticide or it's something that our friends in the gay community should be very afraid of. I don't really know what homicide is. However... I certainly appreciated reading that take on it, and tons of other ones that were out there, and a lot of people commenting on these blogs out there really pointed out, and this is really the division, as I'd said so long ago. I used to have a co-host on this podcast way back then. I said there really are two types of people in the world. There are people who have had kids, and there are people who have not had kids, and I think that is really like the division between the two camps here that feel like it's outrageous that this guy is not being indicted on certain charges. And those who are saying, you know, this guy, in a way, he not only is he, you know, a hero to his daughter for coming to her rescue, but he's setting an example, in a sense, for the way we should be intolerant of this type of thing. I would just like to once again convey that I am staunchly anti-murder, okay? I just want to be really clear on that before we move on. In a second, I'm going to tell you about the best of the blogosphere. Hey, maybe at the end I've got a little victory I'm going to serve up to you too, okay? A recent study not conducted by me yielded these results. In every household, there is on average 2.75 unwanted, unused consumer electronic goods, and that's an alarming statistic. Perhaps in your house there's an iPod you don't use anymore, or like me, you're looking to unload your BlackBerry. Maybe you want to upgrade to the new version of MacBook, and to do it you need to get rid of your old MacBook. Who is going to help you with this? Who is going to give you money for your used consumer electronic goods? My friends, Gazelle.com, and show sponsor of Daddy on board. Go over and see our friends at Gazelle.com, just like the animal, and take just a minute to find out what your used consumer electronic goods are worth. Gazelle's a re-commerce service. They're going to give you money. You want to get rid of your iPhone, your iPad, your other smartphone? Well, Gazelle's going to help. And you don't want to wait, because the longer you do, the more value these items lose. So get the very top dollar offer for your used consumer electronic goods when you go to Gazelle.com today. You'll get fast payment, fair prices, and even free shipping. You can't beat them. I think you'll love them because I do. I've used them numerous times, and I've always found their service to be simple, effective, and easy to use. Go and see Gazelle.com, because without them, programs like this could not be delivered to you free of charge every week. All right, well, related to something we were talking about just a few moments ago, I want to tell you about a piece that ABC's Good Morning America ran with about childhood obesity and the way that this impacts math performance, among other things. And this piece is based on a new study that was published in the journal Child Development. Researchers from the University of Missouri analyzed data of more than 6,000 children. This information was collected when the child started in kindergarten, and they followed them all the way through the fifth grade. At five different times, their parents reported certain family dynamics, as well as their teachers reported on the children's social skills and emotional well-being. Researchers also tested the children on academics. They also recorded their height and weight as they went along. Kids who were obese throughout the study performed worse on math tests in the first through fifth grades than children who were not obese. Obesity that persists across the elementary school years has the potential to compromise several areas of children's development, including their social and emotional well-being and academic performance, said Sarah Gable, associate professor of nutrition and exercise physiology at University of Missouri. She was also the lead author of the study. I also want you to know that she played flute in the high school marching band. In addition to the math performance findings, obese children reportedly felt sadder, lonelier, and more anxious than kids of healthier weights. Researchers said this emotional well-being could have also contributed to their poorer performances in math. Quote, "Obesity does not prevent kids from doing math," end quote, said Dr. David Katz, director of the Yale Prevention Center. Obesity does not prevent kids from doing math. Whew. Well, we can all rest easy now. Thank you, Dr. David Katz, for that. Professional therapist. Oh, I used to love your show on Comedy Central. On the same day, I think, that Good Morning America ran with this piece, by the way, they teased a Robin Roberts interview about a reunion of the Jackson 5. And I can only guess that based on the current life status of Michael Jackson, one of the members of the Jackson 5, that perhaps Robin Roberts was obese in her childhood and this negatively impacted her mathematical skills. They are now the Jackson 4, Ms. Roberts. Okay. Newsflash from the Dob. Hey, something from over in the blogosphere that I wanted to serve up to. Have you heard about birth photography? No, me neither. And when you hear what it costs, you'll wish that you hadn't. There really is a thing called the International Association of Professional Birth Photographers, a group that was started by a Texas shutterbug who was bombarded with inquiries from women across the country that wanted to have other birth photographers find them in their locale because they wanted every moment of the childbirthing experience to be captured. Of course, it's one of the most impactful, one of the most life-altering events that anyone can go through. Of course, very life-altering for the child being delivered. As you know, it's like nice and warm and tight and snuggly in there, and then, oh, it's all cold and bright, and people are spraying me with stuff and all that stuff. No good. No good. This is a growing fad out there. They spoke to one woman who paid almost $1,900 to have professional photographer Brianna Kalajian, who is the co-owner of Shoots and Giggles Photography, document the birth of her first child. If you were thinking about having this done, about having someone photograph the childbirthing experience, you may want to consult with the hospital where you anticipate delivering the child due to different hospital policies as it relates to additional parties in the delivery room and also the way in which it can be captured. It's almost universal, you'll discover that they frown upon videography. So still photography, though, you might be able to get away with. If that's up your alley, if for some strange reason that is up your alley. That was over in, it was actually in the blog section on the New York Times, on nytimes.com if you want to check that out. Also that was floating around the blogosphere was a story out of Denver, Colorado, I believe, or in a small suburb thereof called Stapleton. About a community that wants to prevent a three-year-old from making chalk drawings on the sidewalk. Now, this to me is, like, instantly absurd, right? So my first thought was, upon hearing this, that this neighborhood activist group wanted to block a three-year-old from being able to make chalk drawings. I thought, is the three-year-old maybe accidentally drawing something that is offensive? You know, I saw Mommy and Daddy doing this the other night when I should have been in my crib. No, that is not the case. For the most part, this 3-year-old draws hearts, and sometimes her name. I thought maybe by accident is her name similar to something that's offensive and she misspelled it and someone saw it, right? Like, there has to be a logical justification like this. And clearly, no one wants to see words scrawled in chalk that are super offensive, like absolutely not. No one wants to see that spelled out in chalk on their sidewalk. But no, that's just not the case at all. They just they feel like it is a common space in the neighborhood, and if someone could find that to be offensive, then it should not be permitted. And so an organization of people, I guess, with absolutely nothing better to do, are trying to get Sarah Cohen, 3 years old, of Stapleton, Colorado, to stop drawing with chalk on the sidewalk. This one's pretty absurd. People that are doing this, you need to go do something, like join a volunteer program, right? Help the homeless. Help people that are mentally or developmentally or emotionally disabled. Help women in crisis. Go do anything with your time, you idiots, other than attempt to prevent a 3-year-old from drawing her name and hearts on the sidewalk in chalk. It's astonishing in and of itself that that even needs to be verbalized. In a moment here, I may have a little victory. When considering great technological advances in the world, like GPS navigators, CB radios, radar detectors, marine electronics, other types of wireless solutions that are out there, one might think, who is it that really benefits from all these terrific devices? It might be someone like a professional driver that's out about on the road all the time. But I'm not a professional driver. I am, for all intents and purposes, a professional road tripper, though. Or maybe you just spend a lot of time in the great outdoors or on the water. Well, no matter what it is that you're up to, you will be amazed to find an incredible technological solution, maybe for something you didn't even realize plagued your existence, when you visit our great show sponsors over at Cobra.com. They make all of those items. They make the fantastic Cobra iRadar system, which I use every time I'm out on the road. It makes me a safer and more alert driver, which is not just good for me, but good for my passengers, good for the other people on the road as well. I also like the Cobra Tag system, which is a two-way locator to make sure that I never misplace one of my valued items again. And that is just the tip of the iceberg. If you're thinking, where do I get in on the ground floor with Cobra, I'm going to tell you something you need to know. When you visit Cobra.com, look on their left-hand navigation for the section labeled Specials, which gets updated every single week with great discounts on incredible innovations from our friends over at Cobra. Some are even buy one, get one free deals. So you can pick up something cool for yourself and give another one away as a gift and look doubly cool. You can't go wrong with our friends over at Cobra.com. We appreciate their support. And programs like this one on the Grizzly Productions Network simply wouldn't be possible week in and week out without them. So go see Cobra.com today and show those guys some love. All right. Well, as promised, I've saved some of your little victories for the end of the program. You can send these to me via Twitter. I'm at TheDaddyOnBoard. That's where I like to see your hashtag little victories. You can also post them up over on our Facebook fan page. If you're on Facebook.com, we're just DaddyOnBoard. We're also over on Google+. People still use that, apparently. Who knew? It's the MySpace of 2012. You can leave us comments, your little victories over there, and I would love for you to leave me your little parenting gripes, which we will collate and perhaps deliver in an upcoming episode of The Daub. But without further ado, from over on our Facebook page, John Carl writes to me there, and he has an adorable little avatar of his little one wearing a funny hat. I thought we were going to be doing the gripes this week. Well, no, we didn't get enough, John. I gotta wait until I have a good pile. But my victory is that my 2-year-old boy, Luke, drove and steered his power wheel all by himself yesterday on our walk around the neighborhood. I'm proud. Well done, John. Also, George Hopp, or is it Hoppy? I'm not sure, George. I'm sorry to butcher your last name. Writes, my son survived his parents' first year being parents. And that is a little victory. And I think, had he not survived, I think there would have been legal repercussions for you, George. So be on the lookout for that. Over on Twitter, Brent1992 wrote to me at The Daddy On Board, my 2-year-old fell asleep before I finished the bedtime story. Thanks for using hashtag little victories. That made it easy to find, Brent, and thanks for sharing your story with us as well. And one last one here, which I think was over on our Google Plus page. Michael Zamora's over there. He's waiting to interact with you over there. He writes, I tricked my son into eating peas by placing a Cheerio on the front of the spoon. That's really quite clever. In fact, I'm pretty sure I'm going to start doing that myself. Because my son will eat carrots, and he likes beans. But peas? Thank you for sending that in to us, Michael. Send me your little victories, or otherwise your little parenting gripes, and I will probably serve them up on a podcast soon to be delivered to you called Daddy on Board 94. In the meanwhile, you know I'm over on the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe with Fox and Friends host Clayton Morris. He's also my lifelong best bud. We chat about everything, but mostly nerd stuff, on the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe that comes out pretty much every Tuesday. Also on the weekends, I record The Trending Show with Natalie Morris from CNBC about the top trending topics of the week from Google and Twitter. Catch me on The Trending Show as well as the Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe. They, like Daddy on Board, our podcast in the grizzlyproductions.tv family. Thanks for supporting us. If you want to come and see me live, I love to meet the Dob Bobbers and their families live and in person. Wherever I go, you'll find it at chikarapro.com. That is the pro wrestling organization that I call home. Come out and see us. Our live shows are designed with the entire family in mind. It won't insult your intelligence or otherwise embarrass you to take it in with your family. And we are on tour hot and heavy. Upcoming, we'll be in Portland, Maine, just outside Boston, Massachusetts. That's in the month of July. In August, we're doing a charity event for the Baseball Town Charities in my hometown of Reading, PA. Come see us at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania. Also, the month of August takes me to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and Indianapolis, Indiana. Our giant, earth-shattering pro wrestling tournament, King of Trios, is coming in the month of September to Easton, Pennsylvania. It is, no hyperbole here, the largest pro wrestling tournament in the entire world. For everything about that, go to chikarapro.com. Otherwise, I'll see you back here next Friday with another installment of Daddy on Board.